bringing memories to make you smile.
I've got the power.
That's 911 all the way from Zambia with a song called Nachinja. Okay, Nachinja, I don't know what that means, but I know it's talking about having the power of God in the inside of you. And I've got the power of Nachinja. Okay, back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm asking a question this morning. If your cell phone fell into the toilet, what would you do? Phone lines are still open. 0812-782-1518. That's the number to call. So, hey, hit us up in case you can. Yeah, tell me about it right now. We have a post on Facebook you can actually go check out. You can also hit us up on Twitter at praiseworld_ and let us know what you will do if you happen to find yourself in that situation. And, hey, it's not just an any kind of phone. It's a phone that you have this really this connection with, and it's quite pretty expensive as well. What would you do? Huh? Hit me up. Let's go to Facebook first and see what people have to say right there real quick. This one here from hilarious, isn't it? Adewale Charles Adetayo says Nokia Touchlight. If it's Nokia Touchlight, I'll flush it down. Oh yeah? If it's a good phone, and it puts the good in quotes, if it's a good phone, I'll wear disposable gloves, pick it up, I'll try to fix it, but he says it's most likely damaged anyways, due to the sewer water. Anyway, Samuel Odiasa says, I will just forget it, I will simply go and retrieve my line. Okay, that's from Samuel. Victor Etim says he will start speaking in tongues. Like, seriously? When you speak in tongues, the phone is just going to come out of the toilet like that? Okay, but that's what he says it's going to do. He's going to speak in tongues. But what are you going to do if you find yourself in that kind of a situation? Tell me about it right now. Shout out to Joy Obedia says, okay, this one says, I will let it go. Is it not phone bought with money or given as a gift? Okay, so she's just going to look at it like, oh, phone, toilet, dough, bye-bye kind of stuff. That's what Joy says. What would you do? Shout out to Vivila Cute says, good morning, Tola of Life. And that's a new one. I think the second time I'm hearing that. And with Tola of Life and everyone in the studio, I'm so addicted to you guys. Thanks for always making my day. I love you guys, Macho. Guess what? I know you know this already. We love you too. Yes. This one here from Niger Gospel Critic says, it says it will retrieve it with outstretched arms and thanksgiving. No time. That's what he says. Okay. So he will retrieve it with outstretched arms and thanksgiving. Okay. In case you're just tuning in, we're asking, what would you do if your phone fell in the water, fell in the toilet? Yeah. If cell phone falls in the toilet, what would you do? All right, tell me about it. What would you do? I would love to know what you would do, though. Anyway, coming up is a song from a group called Freeborn. I hear the album is going to be dropping in August. Look out for that. We will be telling you more about it. And this is a song. It's called Kosere. It features Henry Soul, who I think almost stole the shine on the song, but it's all good. Here is Kosere by Freeborn featuring Henry Soul. Kind of lovely song. Smoking hot. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is... Yeah, good morning. I'm calling with regards to your update and your question.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, literally, if my phone happens to be in the loo, certainly I will just have to flush it or probably pick it up. Or what do you suggest?
Yeah, I'm asking, you tell me. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'll certainly dip my hands in and bring it out. I know it's coming.
Okay, some people say they're just gonna look at it, just flush it off like that. And I'm like, really?
I know. I was just kidding.
Anyway, how is London today?
London is great.
Okay.
It's just warm a bit.
All right, yeah. It's cool.
Oh, my name is Victor Ekpo.
Victor Ekpo. Oh, great. Great to have you calling us from London this moring.
Yeah, I know. I will all be there. All
right, and you too. Thanks for calling. Yeah.
All right, then. All right.
Okay, Victor right there calling from London says he is just gonna put his hand in there, just pick up his phone, man. You know, he was kidding at first when he said we're just gonna let it go. All right, Michael Omole says with the Sony Xperia Z, I just pick it up and continue with my life. No damage done, really. So, is waterproof or what? Michael, is that what you're saying? Okay, moving on. More tweets coming through. This one says I have had an issue like that before, and I had to quickly dip my hand inside it and bring out the phone. Okay. It's good for you if the toilet is just maybe no one has used it yet. What if they used it already? Alright, moving on. Enderpower says, I honestly don't know, but I heard covering it in dry rice sucks the water from the device. Well, about all that you're gonna do to the device to get it back working, it's not even exactly what we're talking about yet. But before you can actually even put it in dry rice, cover it with dry rice or do whatever, spread it in the sun or whatever, you gotta get this phone out. Yeah, so you say you're gonna get the phone out of the toilet, you're gonna dip your hand into the toilet and get your phone. Yeah, that's what I want to know. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Top of the world to me. Top of the world to you too.
Yeah, it is.
So, Vivian Lacute, you're actually going to dip your hand inside the toilet to get the phone.
Yes, so I'll remove my phone. This is not my money. I'll remove it. When I open my mouth to tell someone, they will know that I dip my hand into the toilet.
So, if you don't tell, nobody will know, by the way, after all. So, Okay. Have you ever done that before? Just tell me. Have you?
Yes. My phone fell in, but there was nothing inside, actually. So, I
don't
know. Okay.
What if there was something inside? Well, you still dip your hand inside? Oh, my goodness.
No. Even not that. I was too picky, though.
Are you serious? Okay. Well, it's your phone. It's your money, yeah?
I'll soak my hand with hypolator.
Thank you for sharing, though. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for calling, dear.
All right, you're welcome.
All
bye,
right.
Have a nice day.
And you too. Okay, so what would you do? She is actually going to dip it in into the toilet to get the phone. Okay, Joel Summy says, I would just pick it up, but depends on the phone, no. Truly. Man, like someone said, it was Nokia Touch Lights, you know, Nokia 3310. I mean, like, really, you can let it go. You can just let it go. But if you flush it down the toilet, it's still going to probably block your sewage system or something, so you're still going to have to get it out with something. So, you're still going to have to get it out. Yeah. Yeah. So, it says it's just going to pick it up. Depends on the phone. If it's probably an expensive phone, it's going to dip his hand in there and get his phone. You know, sometimes you have to just dip your hand in there by reflex. You won't even think about it. Like, oops, my phone. And before you know it, the phone is in your hand right there. You're like, wait, this phone fell into the toilet. But you picked it up already. Reflex. Reflex action. Yeah. This is possible as well. Adelodun Akinwale says, trust me, I'm going to bring it out with my left hand though. But that's so gross. Yeah, say it again. Gross. Left hand or right hand, both hands are hands now. So anyways though, that's what you're going to do. Let me read one or two of this one from Facebook before I get back to it. On Carabile Di Quatil, I hope I got that correctly though. I'm sorry if I did. Sounds like a South African name. Says, when no one is looking, I will pick it up and pretend as if nothing happened. I'm loving the music live from South Africa. Oh, that's great. I knew that name was South Africanish. Okay, so by the way, if you're in the toilet, most likely nobody's looking at you. So toilets are not places where we find a crowd in. So you can just go ahead, pick it up. Pick up your phone. This one here from Umbele Kosiochuku Victor says, guy, I go follow the phone, enter sewage pipe, no shaking. Sounds like a worried brother, man. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Christopher. I'm calling from Shaki.
Hey, Christopher. What's going on now? What would you do if your phone fell in water? So your phone fell in the toilet, I beg your pardon. Yeah.
No, I'm a people guy now. It depends on the toilet too. It depends on the toilet.
Okay, that's a different. It depends on the kind of toilet.
Yeah. If we just pit toilet, just leave it.
Before you want to enter a pit before, but it's the normal toilet. What would you do? You stick your head inside and take a phone, yeah?
Straight up.
Whether
it's the right hand or left hand, anyone.
Oh no, no wasting our time. No.
So, you But the amount of part of it is when you take it to a technician, it begins kind of smelling.
And the technician is like, hey, sorry, Ogada, where this phone been fall? Where did they carry this phone come from?
No, it didn't smell because it would have penetrated the phones. And
yeah. And while he's working on it, he might just say, oh no, I don't want to go there. It's all good though. Man. Thanks for sharing your thought with me this morning, Christopher.
Okay, I pray that doesn't happen,
Sean. No, it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. You just got to be careful. Yeah. Less of pinging when you are in the loo. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. My name is Uche.
Uche, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Agege.
Hey, Uche from Agege, what's up now?
I'm cool. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Uche, if your phone fell in water, what would you do? I fell in the toilet.
I've been listening to the program and I've been seeing what the forms, man. Why would he form? See, this is my shit I'm talking about. He falls, I will pick it up. I'll pick it up, man. So, if he falls inside, I'll pick it up, man.
No forming, Abi. No need to.
Why would he form, man? This is my shit I'm talking about.
Okay, Uche, I hear you.
If it falls inside, I'm going to gladly pick it up. No, I wash my hands.
And life goes on. Unda man. I feel your honesty. Adelozo says, picking the phone up depends on the type of toilet and type of phone, Sha. So, we're talking about type of toilet and type of phone now. These are two dependable variants. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, this is Luna Boy. I put my hands inside and look at it because I can't afford to lose my contract. Very, very, very bad.
So that has happened to you before, right?
Yeah, it's happened.
So when you dipped your hand inside, was it a reflex action or you actually determined to?
No, actually, what happened is that I was like, there was no light. I wanted to go and ease myself.
Oh, and you were using your phone like as a torchlight or something?
Yes, it's a BB. I was using it as a torchlight.
Oh, I see.
It's been not quite long, like 2 weeks. So mistakenly, the thing just like fell inside. I didn't know the time it happened. Just like this.
In a split second.
I wrote it to my brother. The contacts, all my contacts are inside.
Wow.
Everything. So, I do business. I make barbecue fish. I had a contract. I was going to do.
Wow.
That is it.
So is the phone working today? Is the phone working today? I mean, did it get damaged or is it working?
So yeah, the phone was still working.
Okay, still working. Okay.
All
right, you're welcome. Have a wonderful day, man.
You too.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you for calling. 86 says, which toilet in particular? Okay, I see a number of people are actually particular about the type of toilet that we are talking about here. That seems to have a determining factor in whether they are going to pick it up or not, as if your phone falls in the toilet. AY Adewitan says, if it's my home toilet, I will pick it up. But if it's a general toilet, I will just forget the phone. All right. This one here says, if it's my iPhone 5, I'll grab it with immediate alacrity. That's from Tosin Daniel. That's what I'm talking about. Depends on the type of phone. So they're asking, is it public or personal toilet? Because it says toilet, past toilet though.
Listening to our station is just like wearing your favorite pair of jeans. You never grow tired of wearing it.
Praisewald Radio. Praisewald Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
You just listened to a podcast of the Praise O'Clock Show. To listen to the Praise O'Clock Show live, tune in every weekday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon GMT+1 on praiseworldradio.com.